Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 21, we were taught that the knowledge of God's will requires the wisdom of waiting on the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
But you see, sometimes we get our eyes off the Lord and we say, look what I have accomplished. And so God has to allow the locusts to come in. Israel could have a mighty army, but a sword is no good against locusts. And they lost so much in that plague. And my friend, God can take it from us. He can take it from us. So don't think that, oh, it was my work. It was my hard work. Too often we forget the sword. The same sword David desired failed its owner when he faced David in battle. It wasn't the sword. It is the Spirit. Remember in Zechariah 4:6, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And you'll notice there in verses 13 through 15 that finishes out this chapter how David goes in before Achish and lets the spit go down to his beard, and he crawls on the floor and he acts like a man that is a madman, a fool. He acts like he's out of his mind. He belongs in the asylum. No man in his right mind in that day would violate his beard the way that David did. That's why it's referring to him as a fool. David, God's anointed, who was the king-elect. You know, we have a president gets elected in November, but it's not until January that he takes office. Between that November and January, he is called the president-elect. Well, David was anointed to be the next king. So he's the king-elect to direct the vast treasures of Israel. But here he is, the king-elect, begging bread and provisions and acting like a fool. David was anointed with the oil on his head. That oil was symbolic of the Holy Spirit of God and chosen of God. Now David defiles the anointed head. David elected to lead Israel. But now he flees from this very country God called him to lead. The fear of man bringeth a snare. And we read in verse 10, and David arose and fled that day for fear of Saul and went to Achish, king of Gath. You see, he fled in fear. No, my friend, David was called of God to a specific position, but David's timing was different than God's timing. He tried to get ahead of God. The knowledge of God's will requires also the wisdom of waiting on the Lord. It must always be God's will, God's way, and in God's time. Whenever we try to accomplish God's will by forcing it in our flesh, we're no longer humble in our sight. We have our eyes on self instead of the Lord. We do debauchery to the dignity of the will of God, into which His holy will has called us, and we are not any longer walking in truth. As David used lying, the father of lies is Satan. And Satan, as we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, parades as an angel of light, and would justify David doing this in his mind, even though the Word of God taught differently. So not only did David debauch his dignity of his call, but secondly, he dissembled from the way of the righteousness. Now, we have a New Testament equivalent in Galatians chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them. There's that word fear again. Fearing them that were the circumcision. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. You see what happens here? Peter is fearful. And so when he was supposed to be with these brothers in Christ, but they're Gentiles, but because he fears what others might think, he gets away from them. That was like in the 1960s, and I remember working in downtown Chattanooga, right in the middle of downtown Chattanooga, when Martin Luther King was shot. And I worked a night shift. And my job back then was to load trucks and then walk across the street and park them in another parking lot and walk one block back. And listen, I was scared to death. But even back in that day, I can remember Christians talking about, if a black man comes into our church, what do we do? Some said, oh, we'll walk him down to the front seat and make him sit right there. Some said, well, put him on the back seat. And for us to sit down and just have fellowship, oh, that was the worst thing in the world. And why is he friends with them? I remember being in one place where a preacher preached on this in our church, the church I was pastoring, and some people come up to me afterwards and said, he's not going to bring in a busload of blacks into our church, is he? I said, well, I don't know if he is or not. I said, he hasn't brought in a busload of whites yet, so I said, I don't know, but if they're unsaved, probably God would like to save them, wouldn't he? Wouldn't he? Oh, yes, he would. And so I told the people, I says, no, he hasn't brought in a busload. He's just telling us that we need to be a witness to all. And some of them were afraid of that. And they allowed their prejudice to take them in a wrong doctrinal direction. Well, this is what happened with Peter in Galatians chapter 2. And so because he does it, and he's a leader, just like David was a leader, he goes away, and many other follow him. Now, again, you look back in our text, verse 10 and 12, David goes because he is fearful of King Saul. And then when these men tell Achish about David, and Achish is an unsaved man, again, David's afraid, and so he gets up and he acts like a fool. Now, to dissemble means to be an actor. And this is what Peter did. His dissimulation. Okay? It means a hypocrite. Peter, because he feared the Jewish people that were preaching circumcision, although he had actually spake against it earlier in Acts 15, got his eyes off the Lord. When a Christian dissembles, he gives away from the doctrines of God's Word, the principles of God's Word, and so often it's because of fear. Some fear losing their kids, so they compromise the Word of God on morals and standards. You would be amazed what parents of children, even in our fundamental churches, have allowed their kids to watch on television, saying it won't hurt them. But 20 years later, I found over and over it did. When they gave them free course to go to the movies and to dress in worldly fashion, and I found that what they thought wouldn't hurt did. Some people fear losing a job or position in church, and they dissemble from those principles and doctrines in order to keep what they think they have. Some fear losing friends when the Christian life is lived in the fear of anything aside from God. You lose the dignity of His call, and you dissemble from righteousness, although you still use all the right religious words, much as David. But what happens is now you begin to employ the carnal. Now you're using Goliath's sword, and you're fleeing from the call, the principles, the holiness, the righteousness of God. And when you debauch the dignity of your call, and you dissemble from the way of righteousness, you will lose your direction. And I believe that there are many, if they were honest, they would admit you've lost that peace you used to have, even when you went through those trials, somewhere you've lost. And you'll notice David's pattern of lost faith. Samuel, Jonathan, Ahimelech, and then the unsaved king, Achish. He is seeking aid from someone that he cannot call him my brother. You remember when the people sang, Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s? You know, something like that can cause a man to have pride. It hurt Saul's pride, but it could have blown up, made bigger David's pride. We don't know if it did or not. But that is one carnal thing from David's victory that can hold the possibility of destruction for him now. What he enjoyed hearing before, the people crying and singing together, David has slain his 10,000s. Now in front of King Achish, he hopes nobody remembers that. Kind of reminded of 1 Corinthians 3:11-15, where it says that our works will be tried by fire. Some will be like gold, silver, and precious stones, while others will be like wood, hay, and stubble. They just burn up. Be saved so as by fire. And now those things that always claim that, oh, we've got liberty to this, well, you find that at the judgment seat of Christ, those things burnt. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.